Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, there are so many benefits and excellence for reciting Durood Sharif upon our beloved Master, Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It comes out in one narration of our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that if a person merely recites one Durood Sharif upon the beloved Master, our Prophet Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Allah Azza wa Jalla rewards that person with 10 virtues. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dearest Madani Channel viewers, welcome back to our series, Good Conduct of a Muslim. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, in this series, we discussing about the importance of what particular character a Muslim is supposed to have. And what does the Quran teaches us with regard to the true character of a Muslim? What is the conduct of a Muslim? And what sort of behavior should a Muslim have in this modern society? And how one is supposed to interact with the rest of the world when it comes to a conduct that a Muslim should have, and taking reference from the beautiful sunnahs of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, with regard to importance of having good intention, having correct niyat, he has encouraged us and he has stated that niyatul mu'min khayrun min amalihi, that the niyat of a believer is even greater than his own action. You find in today's time, sometimes an action is done for some other reasons. Perhaps one is listening to a lecture, but because the person does not have good intentions, you find that we lose out in terms of gaining from this lecture or from this discourse or from a program that we are listening to, because why? There is no correct intention. So we learn that for one to make a good intention, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, it may be an act that is looked upon as a small or insignificant act, but in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, such immense reward Allah Azza wa Jal will bestow for that one particular act that you have done with sincerity and with good intention. And we learn that sometimes a person does not make good intention, but the act is noble in its ulterior form. Externally, one sees that there is goodness, but the intention is not correct. Then in such circumstances, you find that a person's efforts and hard work is all wasted, because this particular act is not done for the sole purpose of pleasing Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So let us make good intentions, and that I myself, firstly and foremost, I make good intention that my discourse, inshallah, I will deliver with the purpose that Allah rewards me for this act, for this noble action. I intend to gain the pleasure of Allah and to learn from it and practice upon what I learn. And I hope you too, as at home, inshallah, you make good intentions that whatever you want to learn, you will share it with others and practice upon it. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In the previous episode, we heard that We are representative of Allah. And you practice upon what you learn, what the Quran orders you to do, and you try as much as possible to emulate the beautiful character of our Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now when you come into this world is full of temptations. And on the other hand, insan himself is created weak. So Allah Azza wa Jal has repeatedly in the Holy Quran, in many ayat karima, explicitly and emphatically highlighted the various weakness and shortcomings of men. You know, we're talking about behavior, but we don't tend to look first at our own weakness in order to correct ourselves. So the Quran has highlighted the shortcomings of men. At times Allah Azza wa Jal has referred to men by saying, what is this insan? خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. Man has been created weak. Man has been created with a hasty nature. Another weakness of man. كَانَ الْإِنسَانُ قَطُورًا. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, man has a very, very narrow heart. He is miser by his nature. So Allah Azza wa Jalla has highlighted many, many weakness of insan in the Quran. We discussing about the good character of a Muslim, the good behavior of a Muslim. Now, first of all, today we're focusing on the weakness of insan. We look at our weakness. Many a time we find ourselves lacking in our good conduct, in our morals, in our manners. This is due to the fact that because we tend not to look at our own weakness. We don't focus at our weakness so that we can correct ourselves. And one of the common weakness of man is, which the Quran features quite commonly and extensively, is that man cannot admit and acknowledge that he is all wrong. This is a very big weakness that you find in insan. It is so difficult for a person to accept and admit that he is wrong and to acknowledge that he is wrong. This is human weakness. He finds it very difficult to admit that he is wrong. In fact, more tragic than the fact that he cannot admit that he is wrong, when he is told that he is wrong, when he is cautioned that he is wrong, then ideally he accuses, he blames, he implies, to prove himself just that he is right whilst he is wrong. Whenever man is told that, you know what you have done is wrong, he blames, he accuses, he implicates, he insults just to justify what he has done. And the greater the wrong, the more the accusation. And the Holy Quran, the Quran Kareem speaks out the accusation that the dwellers of Jahannam will level against everyone, because that will be the pinnacle of grief. So they will blame this one. They will blame that one. Why we ended up in Jahannam? The Quran depicting this phenomenon and depicting that what will transpire in front of Jahannam, the accusation that man is always guilty of, always just to prove himself that he's right whilst he's wrong. Inna dhalika la haqqun takhasumu ahlin nar. Verily, this is a reality and this is the arguments of the people of Jahannam. We see commonly in this world, the losing side is always arguing. The losing side is always arguing. The winning side is not arguing. The losing side is forever arguing. Allah Azza wa Jalla draws a picture of how they will pass the bat to one another. If only one can comprehend the eloquence of the Quran. Oh my beloved Habib, if only you have to visualize the time when the transgressors and the criminals will stand before Allah Azza wa Jal. And they will be passing the buck. Literally, the Quran says passing to one another and blaming one another. the weak and the followers will tell their leaders, really, you people, you caused it for us. Really, you people, the leaders, you caused it for us in this world. You that were in influential, high profile positions, you really misled us. And you misled us and showed us the wrong things to do. Wallah, if it wasn't for you, we would have been believers. The leaders will say, did we physically prevent you from guidance? No, no, you by your own wrong, by your own vice, you deviated and adopted for vice. You yourselves are sinners. It won't end there. They will respond again. They will say, don't forget the evil plots and the agendas that you had by the night. And you always used to invite me to your evil gatherings. And you always used to tell me, do this and do that. You have forgotten all these things because of you. That's why I am suffering. So, we're pointing out what is the weakness of insan. What is the weakness of human being? That if we ourselves don't take stock of our mistakes and we don't look and focus at our weakness, how can we perfect ourselves? We need to correct ourselves in order for us to become the true representative of Allah. So you'll find that on the day of Qiyamah, insan will be blaming one another. Why? Because they never took out time to correct their own sins. They never took out time to correct their own behavior. They never took out time to perfect their character. They never took out time to try and change themselves and change others. Now it becomes a blaming game. It becomes a game of blaming one another on the day of Qiyamah. When they'll realize that blaming others is not to avail them, then there will be one way out to vent out their frustration. When the people that have never taken out time to try and correct themselves, to try and correct and change their lives, they never took out time to try and focus on their weakness. In this world, we only worried about how good we look, what sort of status I have in the community, what sort of social status I have in the society. So this blaming will come on as a result that people never intended to change themselves. So when they will realize, ma'adallah, they are right now in front of Jahannam, and they never took out time to change themselves, now they're at the pinnacle of grief. Now they are worried about the consequence of their own evil action. Now the blaming has stopped. Now there will be one way out to vent out their frustration. Now, what will be the effect of this? Imagine the Quran says, كَذَلِكَ يُرِيهِمُ اللَّهُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ حَسَرَاتٍ عَلَيْهِمْ. Allah Azza wa Jalla will repeatedly show them their evil actions to intensify their regret, to make worse their pain and their torment. So they will be punished on every level. So one will be a psychological punishment, that is, they will be shown their evil actions constantly. See what you used to do. See, this is why you are suffering. See, only if you had changed yourself, if only you had taken time to try and perfect your character, if only he had changed your conduct, that aggravation and grief will carry on. حَسَرَاتٍ عَلَيْهِمْ. So the last way, when they will blame and accuse, but nobody will take responsibility of their accusation. So there will be one way to request to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, to request for one favor. So this is the focus in our episode, that in this particular episode we'll be focusing and looking at why we ourselves, if we don't change, if we don't try and improve ourselves, what is the consequence of this? Look at around us and look what is happening around us. Look at the world as it unfolds in front of us. What is happening to all those people around us? What is happening to society? What is happening in our community? It is all because we ourselves don't have the desire to change. And if we can change and make ourselves a better Muslim in terms of our conduct and character and behavior, then we would find that we ourselves are there to benefit, and we won't be those that are the losers. We will not be losers on the day of Qiyamah. So inshallah, in the next episode, we will carry on and you'll hear about the consequences as well as the solution to, if we can take stock of our actions and look at our own deeds and try to perfect our weakness, how the change that will come as a result of this effort not only is going to change ourselves, but it will change the world around us. It will change the entire world. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil. Ameen. Wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands.